Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Today is the most auspicious day, the holy appearance day of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we are sitting here in Sri Vrindavan Dham by His Divine Grace in the form of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So, in order to speak a few words of glorification of Lord Nityananda, I would like to offer my respectful obeisances unto all the devotees present here, and especially those who are senior to me, and would like to ask for their blessings so that we can hear something worthwhile today. You have only 1 hour to tolerate, and then Dina Bandhu Prabhu will speak. So, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Srila Prabhupada finished by his incredible, unearthly, extraordinary, unprecedented, incomparable determination in, what was it, 1975, no? I think so. 74 or 75. Yes, 1975. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Madhya Lila, chapter 16, text number 281. The text there is Tabu Brindavana Jahad Lokashikhaite Sheto Karibe Tomaraje Lai Chitte. Although wherever you stay is Vrindavan, you will go to Vrindavan just to instruct people. Otherwise, you will do what you think is best. This was spoken by Gadadhar Pandit to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The important thing here is that Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, materialists consider Vrindavan Dham an unclean city because there are many monkeys and dogs there. Not only monkeys and dogs, I'll add, also their byproducts. We see everywhere. And pigs, don't forget. Once I was across the street from Radha Vallabha Mandir in Atkamba, just at the corner where you turn to go into that Bhattaji Ka Mandir, and I saw so many hogs all fighting for some stool in the street. So I was thinking, how did they get to be hogs? Cleanup department. Sanitation department to hai, lekin, how did they get to be? How did they get to be hogs? They could have been Goswamis before. We don't know. Better not to speculate. But along the bank of the Yamuna, there is refuse. Not only along the bank. A few years ago, when it was worse than it is, relatively, I went to take a palm full of water and offer it to the Yamuna herself, just as we offer a diya to the sun. And I had to clear away a 2-foot-high layer of soap suds that covered the entire river as far as you could see upstream and downstream and all the way across. And then when I finally took a palm full of water, it was not transparent and it was also viscous. You understand the word viscous? It was a little bit sticky. So, anyway. Therefore, the materialists, when they come here, they sometimes get a bad impression from that. Prabhupada is continuing here. Some time ago, a materialistic man asked me, why are you living in Vrindavan? Why have you selected such a dirty place to live after retiring? Such a person cannot understand that the earthly Vrindavan Dham is always a representation of the original Vrindavan Dham. Consequently, Vrindavan Dham is as worshipable as Lord Krishna Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrishesatanayath Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam, etc. So, I'll skip ahead here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally renovated Vrindavan Dham and asked his chief disciples Rupa and Sanatan to develop it and open it to attract the spiritual vision of the general populace. Spiritual vision. At present, there are about 5,000 temples in Vrindavan, and still, our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is constructing a huge, magnificent temple for the worship of Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, along with Radha Krishna and Guru Gauranga. Since there is no prominent temple of Krishna, no prominent Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, we are attempting to construct one so that people will be attracted to Krishna and Balaram or Nitai Gaurachandra. Vrajendranandana je shachishuta hoilo shei Balaram hoilo Nitai. Narottam Das Thakur says that Balaram and the son of Maharaj Nanda have advented themselves as Gaur-Nitai. To propagate this fundamental principle, we are establishing a Krishna Balaram temple to broadcast to the world that worship of Gaur-Nitai is the same as worship of Krishna Balaram. So this is why this temple is here. There's much more in that very important purport, but I'm going to stick to the topic of Nityananda Prabhu for the time being. And we can take a moment and note that in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has glorified Nityananda also. In the Mangalacharana in particular, there are five verses in which he glorifies Nitai. We can just take a look at the first one because the first one encapsulates all five of them. So he says, well, first of all, he says to invoke auspiciousness, Vande Nandad Bhutaishwaryam Shri Nityananda Mishwaram Yasyechayatat Swarupam Agnenapi Nirupyate. Let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Shri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Acharya, and all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he says, Sankarshana karanato yashayi garbodha shayi chapayobdhi shayi sheshas chayasyangsha kalaha sanityanandakhirama sharanam mamasto. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarshana sheshanaga and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbha ocean, and ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Purport. Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami has recorded this verse in his diary to offer his respectful obeisances unto Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This verse also appears as the seventh of the first 14 verses of the Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shilakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Mukam Karoti Vachalam Bangum Langhayate Girim yat kripata maham vande shri gurum dinatarnam nityananda maham naomi sarvananda karam param harinama pradam devam avadhuta shiromanim. Very much of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is based on the Karacha, or the notebook kept by Srila Sarup Damodar Goswami, who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's constant companion. And in particular, as this verse is taken from the Mangalacharana, or the first 14 verses of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's also taken from Sarup Damodar Goswami's Karacha. So actually this is Sarup Damodar Goswami's realization. About Nityananda, what is the relevance here? Nityanandakya Rama Sharanam Namastu. Ramadi Murchishu Kalaniyama Nyamera Tishtanana Avatarmakarod Bhuvanesho Kinto. Krishna Swayam Sabhavat Paramatpamanyo Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. All the incarnations begin with Balaram. First, Krishna expands his Balaram. There are no difference between Balaram and Krishna. The only difference is what? Huh? The color. Once there was an argument about this. Somebody said, well, there must be a difference because Krishna is the exclusive enjoyer of Srimati Radharani, not Balaram. So they took this to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj also didn't have a ready answer. So he took it to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, so-and-so says that there's no difference between Krishna and Balaram, only the difference is color. Yes, this is correct, Prabhupada said. But Srila Prabhupada, someone else says that the exclusive enjoyer of Srimati Radharani is Krishna, not Balaram. Therefore, there's a difference. And Prabhupada said, yes, this is correct. Then, being Tamal Krishna Goswami, he pushed the matter. He said, but Prabhupada, they can't both be correct because they're contradicting one another. And Prabhupada answered, yes, you are correct. So how do we decide, Srila Prabhupada? He said, you decide. That's very transcendental answer, very deep also. Anyway, this is Sarup Damodar Goswami's appreciation of Balaram. Who is Balaram? Balaram is only Krishna. And furthermore, according to this verse, Nityananda, Nityanandakya Rama. He's the Rama who is known as Nityananda, who is called Nityananda, Akhyatam. He's called Nityananda, but actually he's Balarama himself. So he's Krishna himself, but in the form of Balaram. Srila Prabhupada writes in the 10th canto, in these transcendental pastimes of Brajadhama, Krishna is actually the chief hero, but Balaram provides additional help. This is Balaram's position. He's sahayaka. He's helping the Lord in his leelas in every sense. Why? Well, this is only for, we'll get to that in a moment. So first of all, he expands as Balaram. And Balaram, we know, is no one but none other than Shesh. Shesha Ananda Shesha. And Shesha's function is to render service in every capacity, including in the capacity of being Vrindavan Dham. We say that Vrindavan Dham is non-different from Krishna. This is how. Because he is Shesha. He's expanded as the Dham to serve the Lord. The Lord cannot perform his pastimes without Yamuna, without Govardhan. One poet wrote like this, Jahanahi A. Vamshivata Jamuna Giri Govardhananda ki gai. He says, Kaha karo Vaikunthe jai. If I were to go to Vaikuntha, what would I do there? He only wants Vrindavan. This is his rasa. So, without the Dham, there's no possibility of Leela. Therefore, Shesh, or Ram, Balaram. He expands in this form. And he further expands. He becomes the Lord's shoes, Paduka. He becomes the Lord's vessels for puja. There's a story in Chaitanya Bhagavata when Mother Shachiyai, she dropped one of these vessels. It was a big deal because she understood this is Shesh. So he expands as the Lord's umbrella, as all, so many things in all ways he expands because of a fundamental attitude of servitude to the Lord. So in order to expand his service out of the spiritual world and into the material world, Balaram then again expands Sankarsana. There has to be a source of the incarnations. So from Balaram comes Sankarsana, who is one of the Kaya Vyuhas, Chatur Kaya Vyuhas, the four forms of the Lord. Who are they? Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Four aides de camp, Prabhupada says. And then he becomes Karana Toya Shayi. Toya means the water. On the causal ocean, the Lord lies and he expands so many, generating so many the material creation. Then he expands again as Garbhodha Shayi or Garbhodaka Shayi, Vishnu, from whose navel Lord Brahma is born. And then he again expands as Payobdhishayi or Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, who again expands as Paramatma. In all these ways, this Balaram only is expanding. And this is why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in this fifth chapter of the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is supposed to be the glories of Lord Nityananda, actually it's entitled The Glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram. Srila Prabhupada really wants to emphasize this identity. This is the point. All these forms that are so important in both the spiritual and the material worlds, they're all only coming from Nityananda, because this Nityananda himself is another form of Balaram, in exactly the same way that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is another form of Krishna. Yada yadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata avitthanam adharmasya taratmanam shrajamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatushkritam dharmasam sthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Age after age the Lord is coming. In the Treta Yuga the Lord came as Ramchandra, and who came with him? Lakshman. Four, actually. Chaturvyuhas, all of them came. But just as Lakshman came during Ram Lila, just as Balaram came during Krishna's Lila, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Lila, Nityananda came. Brajendranandanje, Shachishuta Hoiloshe, Balaram Hoilonitai. Prabhupada has already written this. So this is this is Lord Nityananda. This is his great glory. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami spends a lot of time dilating on all the vast grandeur and power and opulence of these forms of the Lord and what they do, just to get it in into our heads that this is not just some eccentric sannyasi from West Bengal. Because we have to think like this. Lord Nityananda in particular, being an avadhuta, avadhuta means the most purified, he has no reason to follow regular principles any longer, although it's not a fact that when one has transcended the need to follow regular principles, that one should not follow them. This is a misconception that's very prominent in the Sahajiya Prakrita, Sahajiya quarters. Actually, even the topmost devotees, such as Srila Prabhupada, externally, everything they did was exemplary. Everything was on the generic level, dasya bhava. Dasya bhava. Bookmark that term, dasya bhava. So, Nityananda was avadhuta, and sometimes he would do things that were very strange. For example, we would hear a knock at the door, and when you answer the door, there's Nityananda standing there going, hoo, hoo, hoo. And he's completely naked. So this is not conventional behavior. Sometimes, therefore one poet has written, if I see Lord Nityananda walking into the liquor shop holding the hands of a Muslim's bibi, wife, then I'll still not think anything other of him than that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's not so easy to do that. It's not easy to do that. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has glorified Nadiya Godru Me Nityananda Mahajan. Patiya Chenam Harta Jibera Karan. He Shraddhavanjan, He Shraddhavanjan. Prabhu Agya Bhai Maghi Ai Bikha. Vodo Krishna Bhaja Krishna Kara Krishna Shikha. Aparatha Shunna Hoi Laha Krishna Naam. He Krishna Mata Krishna Pita Krishna Dhana Pran. Krishna Sangsar Chari Karyana Char. Jive Doya Krishna Naam Sarva Dharma Sar. The faith is required. Yasya Devi Para Bhaktir Yatha Devi Tatha Gurau. Gurau. Why Gurau? Because Nityananda is also the original spiritual master. This is again how Balaram serves Krishna. He has to become, he's elder. All elders are called gurus, guru janas, we say. Any elder. So Nityananda has taken this role also. Balaram has taken this role. Nityananda has taken this role. He's also 13 years older to Mahaprabhu. 14 something, I don't remember. So, anyway, but he considers himself to be a servant of the Lord. And in order to serve the Lord, he is doing all the groundwork of preaching Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dealing mainly with very highly elevated souls, great scholars, great acharyas. If we study his pastimes, we see these are the people he was preaching to. Even kings on occasion, Tadvavad Acharyas, Shankara, what is that, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Pratabhrudra is another king. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching at that level. But Nityananda was preaching to whom? Achandale denam nitai doyamai. He was so kind. Even he would go to the Chandala's houses. Would you go to a Chandala's house? Sometimes we find these people. Once I was in, where was it? Mangalagiri, Andhra Pradesh. So we couldn't find one temple we were looking for. We had to take some back road somewhere. And we found that there were two men squatting by the side of the road with a fire going. And they were cooking something. When we passed by, somebody looked and saw they were cooking a rat. Believe it or not. There are such people in this world. That's how we've been blessed with this Wuhan coronavirus, they say. So, anyway, even such people, Lord Nityananda is going, even in 2020. Because just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is executing his business of spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the world, he's doing so through Nityananda. So in the same way, Lord Nityananda is doing his work through devotees like Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada is doing his work through devotees like ourselves. We have the onus. Who else is going to do this? Jare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh. What is that? Prithivite nagaradi. Ache. Yes. Sarvatra. Who else is going to go everywhere? Krishna came and Ram came and distributed his leelas. He exhibited his leelas, I should say. Krishna came and exhibited his leelas for some time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the very nature of his leela, is that it keeps on going. Nitai gunamani amar, nitai gunamani, amiya premeravanya bhasha ilovani. Nitai, the jewel of all good qualities, my Nitai, the jewel of all good qualities. brought a flood of divine love and inundated the earth. Prema vanyalai nitai ailagoda deshe dubila bhakatagan dinahina bhase. Nitai brought a flood of divine love to the land of Gauda. The devotees immersed themselves in it, but the unfortunate floated on the surface. You get the point? If you're a devotee, you're going to drown in this flood. If you're not a devotee, then you'll still be floating in that flood. But you'll not drown. You'll just be floating. This is the idea. Dinahina patita pamara nahibache pramara durlabha prema shabakareache. The sinful, unfortunate, and fallen did not desire this divine love, which is difficult for even Brahma to attain. And yet, Nitai begged them to accept it. Abaddha karuna sindhu katiya muhan ghare ghare bule prema mi abravan. Nitai cut a canal into the sealed ocean of mercy and let a flood of nectarian divine love spread to every home. Lochana bole hena nitai jebana bhajilo jani ashuni eshei atma ghati hailo. Lochana Das says, anyone who did not serve Nitai knowingly committed suicide. The point is that Sankirtanaika Pitarao, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his divine brother Nitai, they are the fathers of the progenitors, you can say, of the Sankirtan movement. They began the Sankirtan movement, but it's still going on. And it will go on. For how long will it go on? 10,000 years. It's going to keep expanding to every town and village. We've seen already the prediction that no one believed, no one could foresee how it would happen, that Krishna consciousness could spread to every place in this world. Nobody could see this until Srila Prabhupada came. And maybe in the same way, we cannot see how Prabhupada's mission will be fulfilled, expanded, completed within the next 10,000 years. But it will happen. Why will it happen? Because he wants it to happen. It must happen. So the only question is, are you going to take your part or not? We have a part to play in Mahaprabhu Lila. Still going on. Forever going on. So if we dive in, a devotee means to dive into the ocean. You will float in the ocean. You'll be carried away by this ocean as well. But if you dive in, then you will drown in the ocean. This is the idea. So, Nitai, he was so merciful. Therefore, we have to see that Srila Prabhupada is the bona fide representative of Lord Nityananda. Because Srila Prabhupada was like this. So many stories about Srila Prabhupada's unlimited mercy. One devotee was very, very nonsense. And they actually kicked him out of the temple because he was doing such rascal things, so rascal, unbelievable things. And Prabhupada said no. Somehow this devotee came back. He heard that Prabhupada was there. He came back and he got past the guards into Prabhupada's room. And he fell at Srila Prabhupada's feet. And when the temple president who kicked him out came to see what was happening, he was shocked to see this devotee's right there in front of what to do. So Prabhupada, the temple president asked Srila Prabhupada, do you know what he's done? Prabhupada said, yes, he's told me what he's done. He's a rascal. But you don't understand the infinite nature of Nityananda's mercy. Just chew on that for a while. This is Prabhupada's statement. So, therefore it said, Abaddha karuna sindhu katiya muhan ghare ghare bule prema ami aravan. He cut open the dam, he broke the dam open, let all this flood water come, and it's going everywhere. There's nothing anyone can do about it. Why? As Srila Prabhupada said once in Rome, Italy, if you chant Krishna's name, even once. Krishna, everyone chant. Even once if you chant this name, Prabhupada said on this occasion, Krishna has a black book, he notes down, you've said my name. He'll not forget. He'll never forget. I just came from Sri Rangam, also Kanchi, Vishnu Kanchi, there's another Vararaj temple. In Sri Rangam, after you take darshan, you have to go and see, there are two lizards on the ceiling. And it said, you know, we all have these lizards in the house. What do you call them? Chipkali, no? So, these are not ordinary creatures. These are, you can say, there's 13 witnesses to all of our activities. So these are the 14th. So they see everything, they record everything. They're very connected, these creatures. It's considered to be, they're like omens. Depending on how they behave, you can read so many things. So, in Sri Rangam, these two lizards are on the chipkali, or on the ceiling there, recording who has come and taken darshan, and it is recorded, and when Chitragupta is giving the account to Yamaraj, your name will be listed, you'll not be forgotten. Every little thing, Krishna never forgets, because his mercy is infinite. Krishna's most attractive quality is his mercy. Krishna's most merciful form is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahavadanya. And more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the sense that he's performing the actual groundwork of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Lord Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, the Vaishnavas are also considered to be the ocean of mercy. Ocean. A whole room full of Vaishnavas is like an ocean. So many different manifestations of different flavors, different degrees and amounts and kinds of mercy. But it's there. The mercy, divine grace, his divine grace, is always available for us if we just become devotees by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Nitai, Balaram, he feels himself to be the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he considers that his service is this, Dina Hina Nindaka Shabare Nistarilo. This is described in Madhyalila, chapter 1, text 24 through 30, Nityananda and how he plays a part in this Sankirtana movement. He considers that he has to go even to the Chandalas, as we said earlier, even Dina Hina Nindakas, those who were blasphemous, he'll go and give mercy even to them. So, we're all actually here because of the mercy of Lord Nityananda only. So, today we can take advantage of Lord Nityananda's extraordinary mercy and pray at his lotus feet that he can give us even a drop of mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this instruction to Nitai. This is from Madhyalila chapter 16, text 65 on. You can perform a task that I cannot do, but for you I cannot find anyone in Gaura Desha who can fulfill my mission there. Purport, very wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada. Please listen carefully. This is relevant because this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction to Nityananda, which we're all the beneficiaries of in 2020 here today. Lord Chaitanya's mission is to deliver the fallen souls of this age. Fallen souls. Anyone here not fallen? Actually, none of you are fallen. You're all here in Vrindavan. The fallen ones are on the outside. That's again, our service. Srila Prabhupada told us, just as I have done for you, you do for others. So, Lord Chaitanya's mission is to deliver the fallen souls of this age. In this age of Kali, practically 10% of the population is fallen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certainly delivered many fallen souls, but his disciples mainly came from the upper classes. For example, he delivered Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and many others who were socially elevated but fallen from the spiritual point of view. How were Rupa Sanatan fallen from the spiritual point of view? They were GSBs, Gaud Saraswat Brahmins from Karnataka. How were they fallen? They were serving. Sometimes when we need money, we also serve wicked, miserly men, isn't it? Just as Govinda Das Kaviraj has lamented. So, and how has Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fallen? He was not involved in Muslim government. How has he fallen? Mayavad. He was in the grip of this Kevaladvaita misconception. And that's considered to be a fallen status because it ignores devotional service. Even if you're liberated, but if your liberation does not involve devotion, it's considered fallen, at least in Hanuman's view. Will Hanuman ever agree that no more Ram, no more Sita, no more Lakshman, no more Seva? Never. It's impossible. No, you can't even imagine that Hanuman would ever agree to this. And he says so. And I don't want any kind of mukti that doesn't involve me being the servant and you being the master. That is it. So this is bhakti. So anyone who is non-devotional, this is the point, he's in a fallen status. Should continue the purport. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were situated in government service, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the topmost scholar of India. He came from Mithila. For those of you who don't know, Mithila used to be practically the epicenter of all learning in India. Darbhanga and other places. Very, very, still to this day, there are so many high brahmanas who are living there. Descendants of these people. Similarly, Prakashananda Saraswati was a leader of many thousands of Mayavadi sannyasis in Kashi. It was Srila Nityananda Prabhu, however, who delivered persons like Jagai and Madhai. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Das says, Amara Dushkar Karma Toma Hoite Hai. Jagai and Madhai were delivered solely by Lord Nityananda's mercy. When they injured Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya became angry and decided to kill them with his Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityananda Prabhu saved them from the Lord's wrath and delivered them. In the incarnation of Gaura Nithai, the Lord is not supposed to kill demons, but is supposed to deliver them by preaching Krishna consciousness. In the case of Jagai and Madhai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry that he would have immediately killed them, but Nityananda Prabhu was so kind that he not only saved them from death, but elevated them to the transcendental position. He made them devotees. They became very noted devotees. They even accepted their own disciples. They built bathing cot, which is still there, in the Bhagirathi in Mayapur. That's all Nityananda Prabhu's work. Thus, what was not possible for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carried out by Nityananda Prabhu. Similarly, if one is true to Gaura Nithai's service in the disciplic succession, he can even excel Nityananda Prabhu's service. This is the process of disciplic succession. Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai and Madhai, but a servant of Nityananda Prabhu, by his grace, can deliver many thousands of Jagais and Madhais. Prabhupada is not saying it, but it's pretty obvious who did this, isn't it? That is the special benediction of the disciplic succession. One who is situated in the disciplic succession can be understood by the result of his activities. This is always true as far as the activities of the Lord and his devotees are concerned. Therefore, Lord Shiva says, Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnur aradhanam param tasmat paratanam devi tadiyanam samarchanam. of all types of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is best, and better than worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotee, the Vaishnava. So in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives credit to a devotee who performs any heavy task perfectly. If we simply follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and follow in the footsteps of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, this Krishna consciousness movement can advance, and even more difficult tasks can be performed by the preachers remaining faithful to the service of the Lord. Sometimes it's discouraging. This world is a very discouraging place, but nobody can even think of facing the amount of discouragement that Srila Prabhupada received, let's say in the 1950s and 1960s. He was getting old, that's never easy, and his godbrothers were not sympathetic, and the people of India also, yes, Swamiji, very nice, just give us blessings that we can get our daughter married. And Srila Prabhupada saw really no way to fulfill this instruction that he had been given. It was an impossible task. Really, it was impossible. But he kept his faith in his spiritual master. The spiritual master, by the way, is the representative of whom? Nityananda. Because Balaram is Adi Guru, and Nityananda is Balaram. So Nityananda, really, spiritual master means Nityananda, as far as mercy goes, at least. So, anyway, he persevered, as we said in the beginning. He had unbelievable determination and intelligence and humility. What kind of humility? Let's consider. What is the humility of a self-realized devotee? In the fifth chapter of the Adi Lila, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami exhibits his own humility. He says, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Kripa Mai Jaha Haite Painu Rupa Sanatana Ashray. All glories to the merciful Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan. Jaha haite painu raghunatha mahashay. Jaha haite painu Sri Sharupa ashay. By his mercy I have attained the shelter of the great personality Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, and by his mercy I have found the refuge of Sri Sarup Damodar. Sanatana Kripai Paino Bhakti Rasiddhanta Sri Rupa Kripai Paino Bhakti Rasapranta. By the mercy of Sanatana Goswami, I've learned the final conclusions of devotional service, and by the grace of Sri Rupa Goswami, I've tasted the highest nectar of devotional service. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanarabindo Jaha Haite Painu Sri Radha Govinda. All glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda. Jagai Madhai Haite Moishe Papishtha Purishe rakita haite moishe laghishta. I'm more sinful than Jagai and Madhai, and even lower than the worms in the stool. Mora nama shune jai tara punya kshay. Mora nama lai jai tara papa hai. Anyone who hears my name loses the results of his pious activities. Anyone who utters my name becomes sinful. Amana nirka nirkhina more keba kripa kare Eka Nityananda Binam Jagata Bhitare. Who in this world but Nityananda could show his mercy to such an abominable person as me? Prema Mata Nityananda Kripavatar Uttama Adhama Kichu Nakare Bichar. Because he's intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between the good and the bad. Je age parai tare karai nishtar ataiba nishtarilo mohina durachar. He delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore, he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. Mo papishte anilena Shri Vrindavan Mohina adhama dila Shri Rupa Charan. Although I am sinful and the most fallen, he has conferred upon me the lotus feet of Shri Rupa Goswami. This is such a beautiful passage spoken by the great Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And for those who can read between the lines, it illustrates how is it that we get the real mercy of Lord Nityananda. Those who feel themselves lower than the blade of grass, more humble than the straw in the street, who can tolerate anything, who don't expect any honor but like to give honor, those persons can receive full blessings. And again, the best example of this, Srila Prabhupada. Once in Allahabad, I'll stop now, but once in Allahabad, Srila Prabhupada was in his chemist shop. He had a chemist shop as a householder. And his godbrother, Dr. Awadh Bihari Kapoor, he came to see him, and they had a close relationship, joking. So Dr. Kapoor was looking for some hair tonic. When we get old, we lose our hair. So he asked him about the hair tonic. Then after he got the hair tonic, he said, there's another tonic that I require. And Prabhupada said, what is that? He said, do you have the formula for spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the entire world? And Prabhupada became very grave. Prabhupada said, yes, I have that formula. Oh, what is that formula? He said, Trinadapi Shunichena Turodavasa Hishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadaharihi. Third verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's essential teachings in Shikshastika. Be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respects to others, tolerating anything and everything. What can you not tolerate? There's a verse in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. What will a goat not eat? I just came from Tamil Nadu. In Tamil Nadu, there are as many goats as there are monkeys in Vrindavan. Ada. So, what will a goat not eat? What will a drunkard not shout? What will a woman not do? And what will a devotee not tolerate? This is 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in connection with the Damodar Lila. So, devotee has to tolerate and give all respects. Sometimes that's the hard part, to give respect to others. We always like it when people praise us, but to praise other people, to give respect to other people, and to not expect any honor, especially if you've been honored in the past, then mananat arirachyate, Krishna tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, then it's like worse than death to be dishonored. So, this is our formula, and the whole process of Krishna consciousness, believe it or not, is only meant to help us to imbibe this simple verse, because everything comes from that. And if we do, then we get full mercy, because we're not obstructing anything anymore. That allows Nityananda to break the dam that is holding back the floodwaters. And then once we are flooded with the mercy of Nityananda, then what can we not do? What can we not feel? What will we not become? So today again is the most auspicious day. the really relevant day for those who are trying to advance in Krishna consciousness. This is how it's done, by the mercy of Nityananda, which means the mercy of the spiritual master. That is always our direct access point. So we should try to enter into the spirit of these bhajans that we sing. I didn't have time to sing enough of them, but there are so many wonderful bhajans about Nityananda Prabhu, and to really understand what did our acharyas feel when they wrote these things. Can we write bhajans like this? I've read so many bhajans in so many languages. There is nothing like the songs written by Narottam Das Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur, Krishna, Govinda Das Kaviraj, Bhaktivinod Thakur. We didn't even get time for his songs. So this is what I can say this morning on this wonderful occasion of Nityananda Trayodashi. Dinabandhu Prabhu will give the real purport and regale us all as usual with so many wonderful pastimes of Nityananda, we hope, and so I'll get out of the way. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.